Okay, so maybe we could start by asking you why you're here today.
Oh, we are here today. Everyone knows that it's elections in Zimbabwe. Everyone knows the situation in Zimbabwe, you know. For example, I came to the country, to England, in 2001. I'd faced too much torturing from Mugabe's people, you know, like from my own people. Because I was a Christian, I was doing athletics, because my father is a pastor, and I was hanging around with some white friends of mine, and they just took me like, I'm not a good person. So the only place for me to come was England. But since I came to England in 2001, I went to my court case in 2002, and this is, I was a failed asylum seeker. I've worked voluntarily as a youth worker. I'm a positive person. Well, why we are here today is just to show the world, to show Nottingham people that what's happening in Zimbabwe, you know, it's not a good thing, because they are trying to say there's forced deportation to Zimbabwe, and we all know that Mugabe is a traitor, is killing people. I know right now, I'm talking to you now, if I go into Zimbabwe, you know, if one of my pictures here slips through, I'll get a beating of my life and I'll die. That's why I came to England. So we're just here appreciating what England did for us for the past 7 years to let us in England. You know, we are positive people, and we are just showing Nottingham people that's why we are here today. Yeah, sure.
And what do you think will happen now with the elections happening in Zimbabwe? What do you think is going to happen?
With the election happening in Zimbabwe today, we are all positive that we need a new government. We need a change, you know. So, but we all know it can be a repeat of 2000, but we are just praying, you know, to God that, you know, this time around there can be a change.
So just to remind people what happened in 2000 in Zimbabwe.
What happened in 2000? Oh, we all know that the ballot boxes, they get counted in Zimbabwe, and we know that there's a dodgy stuff, the rig elections. So we just don't want the repeat. But we're just asking the world to be behind Zimbabweans, you know. We need the country to move forward.
And to people in Nottingham who want to support people from Zimbabwe, what is your message to those people?
To those people who want to support destitutes like me, we're just asking if you've got any help in instruments. We've got musicians like Elvis here. He's a talented musician from Zimbabwe. They all know him. He flew the country to England for asylum. He needs to go to college. He needs to go to university. He's a positive young man. He needs accommodation. Now, accommodation is hard for us to find. So we just need everyone in Nottingham to be behind us. We are positive people. We'll be very grateful for their help.
Okay, sure. Thank you very much.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, so why are you demonstrating here in Market Square today?
The theme really is we are voting with a protest. Because we have heard already, like, talk that the elections have been rigged. This is not definite, it's just a rumor. It's not too definite, but we're just putting this in God's hand, like, it won't be like 2000, because the year 2000, we had elections, people voted, and it was definitely the MDC one, but they had to keep themselves safe, so they rigged the elections and put themselves back. And I'm saying themselves, I mean the ZANU-PF. Exactly.
Okay, and why is it so dangerous for people in Zimbabwe?
To be honest, I have heard a number of people being deported, and there is no one number, one of them who is safe. And a lot have been put in jail, a lot have been tortured, some have died, some just disappeared. Exactly. And myself, I'm just a good figure, because I had my brother who flew to America, he went back to Zimbabwe, he's dead now. Just like that. And that was in 2005. Exactly.
There have been rumours, reports of that the government is trying to start deport people back to Zimbabwe. How do you think your community is going to deal with that?
This is why we're here, because we want to stop the deportations with a protest. Because if we just say, if we just appeal with letters and something, it's like maybe we just want to stay here and just be Hindus. It's something different, because deporting people to Zimbabwe is deporting people to hell. If you want to deport people to Zimbabwe, it's better you just kill them here and bury them here. It's easier and safer that way, and it even don't cost nothing, because I'm just going to be buried there, other than me going through torture and, you know.
So, what are your hopes for the future in Zimbabwe?
My hopes for the future is just in God's hands. To be honest, like me, I'm a Christian, I'm just thinking we have to put this in God's hands, because to be honest, that man is a dictator, and I'm talking about Mugabe. He's a dictator, and a big dictator, right? And he's not a person who's going to give up easily. You understand? He's not a person who's going to give up easily, and you do everything in his power to keep himself safe. So we are here with a protest. We need of help from the people, from ourselves and the Zimbabwean community and the Nottingham community, to make our voices louder.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So maybe I could ask you why you've come here today, what you're hoping to get from this demonstration.
Oh yeah, you need not be reminded, today is the 29th of March, 2008, a crucial day in our lives, because we are voting for this man to be out. He has to completely get out of that country and seek asylum, otherwise in Malaysia, China or Russia, one of those countries. We're here. I'm a member of the MDC, I'm an activist, and we're actually demonstrating to the world that the situation back home in Zimbabwe is still as bad as it was 2000 when we went for our first general elections. So the situation in Zimbabwe hasn't changed at all, and it would be very unfair for the UK government or the UK immigration services to return back the Zimbabweans back to their country when the situation hasn't changed.
And there's already reports coming through that the election's going to be rigged. Do you have any hope at all that something good will come from the election?
Oh yeah, it was a joint statement which was issued by the three. The police commissioner, Augustin Chiwori, Paradise Zimondi, the prison service commander, and Ms. Chiwenga, the army general commander. Well, that is a statement which shows that they're very desperate to cling on to power at all costs, and they don't even care. Lessons have been learned. We saw what happened in Kenya. Blood, lives were lost, and they don't even care, because those are the seeds of war that they have planted into the masses, people of Zimbabwe. And it would appear we are now sitting on a time bomb. It's a volcano, just like a volcano which is just awaiting to erupt at any given minute. We don't even know the outcome of the results. If the election, the outcome of the results are going to go against the wishes of the people in Zimbabwe, then I'm afraid then there's going to be a lot of noises back home.
So what is life like for the political opposition in Zimbabwe?
The general life has been reduced to a poverty line. We obviously are surviving at all given costs. If you put it this way, the inflation is just shot on to 100,000. It's just an abnormal. And I'll just compare the situation to the one that the German nation, the German nationalities went through in the 1923, the Great Depression. So the general life has just been reduced to just zero at the minute.
And what about Zimbabweans who've managed to escape and come here? What is life like for people like yourself?
The life for most Zimbabweans, including myself, who have managed to be in the UK, is not that rosy at all. We go through a system where you've got to be screened, and it's not been all that rosy, because there is a dividing line. There is a dividing line between the illegal immigrants and the legal immigrants. And we all belong to the MDC, and most of these guys whom you see here, I know them from the grassroots. They participated. They were the guys who bore the brunt of the Mugabe repression government. So you find most of them today are now being termed to be, they're being termed to be illegal immigrants in the UK, and the ones who are being told to return back to Zimbabwe, where the situation at the moment is not safe for anyone to be.
And what can people in the UK do to support Zimbabweans who want positive change?
I would have wanted to see a blanket ban on all the deportations to Zimbabwe at the minute, and a complete overhaul of the system, especially the Home Office, because the system doesn't work at all. I can actually give an example of some certain other ZANU-PF kids who are in this country,
We have been given legal right to be in the country, and yet our only people who belong to the MDC are here. They are actually sweating. They are actually going without food. They are actually not allowed even to work. Anyway, they didn't come to this country to get the free housing. They didn't come to this country to get the benefits. No, these are the people who are actually fleeing from a country where everybody knows. You have been watching the TVs, you have been watching, we've been listening to the radio, you know exactly the situation which is back home in Zimbabwe. It's not conducive for any human being to live at the minute.
Okay, so you're from the organisation No Borders, is that right?
Yeah, my name's Mike. Yeah, I'm involved with No Borders Nottingham.
And could you give me a brief overview of what No Borders does?
Okay, well, No Borders is actually part of a national network of grassroots groups who are supporting asylum seekers and opposing detention and deportation of asylum seekers, and also campaigning against the whole idea of border control in the first place. You know, we're all human beings. Why can't we be part of this, all part of the world community?
And what kind of support do you give to groups like, for example, the Zimbabweans who are here today?
Right. Well, it's a question to say, what kind of support do we give? In some ways, what we're trying to do is to organise collectively. So if you think about this demonstration that we're on today, this is not something that we've imposed on the Zimbabweans. It's something that they themselves have initiated, and we're also involved in. So it's a two-way thing, and we do we're trying to do that with all the asylum seeker groups in Nottingham.
What if people wanted to get involved in No Borders? What should they do?
Right. Well, there's we have a website, noborders.nottingham.org.uk. If you go onto that website, that's one good way of contacting us. You can leave a message on there, and we can get back to you. That's one way. You can also link up if you're interested in doing work at the Nottingham and Notts Refugee Forum, for example. You're going to meet people that are already involved with No Borders. So another good way to meet No Borders is to come down to Sumac Centre. Come down at the weekend. I'm sure there'll be people there.
And there's a regular international food evening, isn't there, as well, at the Sumac?
Okay, yeah, the Sumac Centre, it's our independent radical community centre in Forest Fields, and every 2 weeks we have a Small World Kitchen, it's called. It's actually run by the women's group of the Nottingham and Notts Refugee Forum. So they bring the food and everybody there eats the food. So the Sumac Centre itself is open to members and guests, so you can come along and be a guest. The food eating themselves are on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. A good way to get information on that is to go to the Sumac Centre or Veggies website, or you can go on to Knots Indie Media, of course, and you'll get links to those, and that'll give you some information about what that entails. But the Small World Kitchen is great. It's African food. It's really great, and you get to meet a lot of people if you come to that.